Blog Talk Radio.
Go!
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. There was a big New York hardcore concert this past...
Okay, now I'm ready.
We've got the traffic jam outside of there.
That was me. Sorry. Seems to be over.
We're honking here.
You know what?
You could sort of see.
Go!
Wow, you can't really see.
This is your the Metal Injection live cast. Pre-existing conditions matching and wheezing off your hardcore concert.
My whole joke is covered up.
I know. Mine too, which was the stage. I can't see any of it.
Whatever.
Oh, perfect. 2,000 maskless old men with...
Last week.
Old one.
Are you all wearing masks when you go outside? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
What is your reasoning?
Why not? I don't like people looking at me anyway. I might just keep doing this forever.
I know, but I mean, like, is there any coronavirus aspect to it?
I mean, you know,
Timey just
if I
can't
get
catch
sick, I might still carry it and get someone else sick, so.
I agree with you. I'm just hearing, like, a lot of people saying, I'm vaccinated, so I don't have to do that.
Yeah. I'm not in that category.
I take a mask with me. If there's like a lot of people around, I put it on. But if I'm just like walking my dog around the block, I stop wearing it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just curious what people's takes are. I think I'm going to wear it to the end of my
Is your announcer, Chuck, suffered during his bonfire fiasco?
I will say in my neighborhood, it's still very, like it's majority masks. I'm definitely in the minority, but I just, like
you're
running
trying to
with
make
vodka.
Park Slope great again, Rob. That's all you're.
Yeah, I'm not infecting anybody.
They don't know,
but there's nothing on any of the websites that you could transmit it outdoors.
I mean,
well, no,
it depends on the situation.
Yeah, like they said that there's been transmission outdoors with like close conversation, but yeah, just
yeah, but you're not talking to anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're just walking babka, you're minding your own business. Your mouth is closed anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
But then what happens if somebody is walking down the sidewalk past you?
What do you mean?
It doesn't work that way.
What if you accidentally sneeze the second somebody walks past you? Sneeze right in their face.
I try to hold it.
But he's walking babka. He'll choke her out if he does.
I have two elbows.
It's reflex. You can't control it in a split second. I just like wearing a mask costs me nothing. I don't see the downside at all.
Against
There's
him
zero
the
downside.
I don't begrudge you for it. I'm not.
You can get hypoxia.
What's that?
And then you'll have a downside.
What's
it's
that?
It's like a lung infection that people get when their
Who's
masks are dirty.
So clean your mask. Don't be a dirty piece of shit.
Yeah, that's like
I'm going to assume Sid wears a dirty mask.
That's like when people say there's nothing wrong with... like you have to get circumcised because you can get smegma. It's like, well, just clean your fucking dick.
Yeah.
What is it? You know, if you clean your dick, you don't get smegma.
Your oxygen levels are decreased.
Are deep?
I agree
with you completely. Though it's hard to breathe, especially when I'm running after BAFTA. That's why.
There's nothing out there that says.
At breathing after running before the mask, Rob. It's all the mask's fault.
I've been wearing this fucking thing for a year, and I've had a trouble breathing before.
So. Do you run with it?
I mean,
do you run with the mask?
Not every minute of every day, but I have run with it, yes.
And at no point are you, like, uncomfortable? I mean, like, it's uncomfortable.
Mean, I'm no more uncomfortable because I have the mask on. I mean, running makes you short of breath.
I get headaches when I wear it for too long. Like my.
Well, anyway, whatever. Let's just start.
Go!
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. This week, Time Lampesis was sued by a woman for burns suffered during his bonfire fiasco. Timey just can't catch a break. Word on the street is the fire was an undercover cop and will be testifying against him in the trial. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
Chuck Landington refuses to pronounce Tim Lampesis' name correctly. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. Thank you for being a part of our show. It is episode 618, and we are here with you. It's Rob, here with Noah.
Hi.
Hello.
Indeed.
Rob, is your microphone plugged in?
I think he just, like, popped his mic from screaming into it.
Did you break your microphone? What's going on, man?
Yeah, I thought it was my speakers fucking up.
Oh, the cops are coming.
Yeah.
That's me.
Rob's guilty of killing the mic. Cops are going to lock him up.
What's going on? Well, someone else talk.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
I usually break out my Topo Chico for special occasions, but I decided that I was going to have it with you guys.
What's the deal with that? Is it just like Perrier? Is it different? What's the deal?
I found out about Topo Chico from a friend of mine. I had it once, and I just had to have it again. It's from Mexico.
But it's just like a sparkling water, right?
Yeah. But it tastes extra delicious because it's in a glass bottle.
Oh, I want to remind everyone that Rob is the Topo Chico.
But so how, like, Perrier and, you know, Pellegrino's in a glass bottle.
Blows it out of the park.
So how does it taste different? Is it more sparkly? I haven't tried the Topo Chico.
The perfect amount of carbonation, no aftertaste, just pure, smooth Mexican.
Does Pellegrino have aftertaste? which mineral water or sparkling water has aftertaste?
I mean, it's like there's just like a faint like aftertaste. I think for not Perrier, what's the Pellegrino? Mm-hmm. I think there's like uranium in there or something, so it's aftertaste.
Wouldn't it be way more expensive if there was uranium in there? That shit ain't cheap, yo.
Look it up. Some like weird.
Look it up. It's like, are you a ska front woman?
Look it up.
Mighty, mighty uranium tones.
So that's what's going on with me. I just, I splurge on Topo Chico, but I only break it out on like a special occasion seltzer night.
Special occasion seltzer night is the episode title.
No, you're really living
it says
it up.
There's sulfates is the,
Sulfates.
It's not uranium.
Same thing.
Sulfates, uranium. I mean, let's not quibble with details here.
Mm-hmm. So it's salt, basically, like I said. That's the thing about these mineral waters that turns me off to them. It's like, I don't need sodium in my fucking water. Get it out of there. That's why I roll my own with my Israeli imported soda stream. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. We kicked it off with some seltzer talk. Hope you enjoy it. It's Rob here with Noah, enjoying her Topo Chico, and my Chico Durinsky, and then his Chico Sid.
I know it's kind of blown up my spot. I was working on a dirty bomb using Mr. Pibb because there's plutonium in it.
And I want to remind you, you can be a part of the show if you are listening live. We are live Tuesdays at around 6-ish to around 7:30 p.m. Eastern. And the number to dial is 213-WIDENUT, 213-943-36. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
And
also, if you listen live, you know, you can see our pretty faces, even though you're not a patron. Otherwise, you have to subscribe to our Patreon in order to see our visages.
While we do the show live, the live stream is up for free. You can tune in. You can enjoy it. And then the archived version of our video version of our episode is only for our patrons at patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. $5 a month, you get access to all the video episodes and bonus episodes. Since it is a brand new month, we have a brand new episode. Our bonus episode at the top of the month is another Livecast Hall of Fame episode. And since Mother's Day is this Sunday, friendly reminder, we thought we'd spotlight some of the women in livecast history, some of which are probably mothers, and including the Queen of Vagina, the mother of all vaginas. We spent a lot of time talking about Queen of Vagina. We spent time talking about Perp Walk, which, of course, performed the smash hit Havana. And also
my vagina handicap.
Handicap.
Sorry, it's Hope it's Chico Bubbles.
So definitely check out our Patreon for that. Patreon.com/Metal Injection Livecast. Top of the show, Chuck Blandin didn't mention it, so I want to mention it. Let's talk about it. Tim Lambesis heading back to court. The convicted.
Racking up those billable hours. Racking them up.
So you might remember, I can't believe this was only in December. It feels like so much longer ago. Tim Lambesis burnt his body. He posted a photo of him in like a hospital with like bandages all over his body, smiling like nothing is wrong because he's so full of positivity. And turned out that he had a bad bonfire accident. And he said, at the time he mentioned that it was because the lid on the gas that he was using fell, and so way more gas got into the bonfire than he expected. But turns out he wasn't the only one to suffer burns. Apparently there was a woman there named Vivian who was standing next to the fire pit when Lambesis squirted an accelerant, causing the flames to explode and go up her arm, back, and midsection. Can you imagine a friend is like, hey, I'm going over to this guy's house. You want to come with me to this little bonfire? Sure, okay. And then you get burned by the owner who may or may not have been convicted of trying to murder his wife.
The irony about it. Where
I
can't hear you, Darren.
Hear you, Darren.
He may have... He was trying to injure his wife and couldn't, but went to jail for that. And now he was not trying to injure this woman and did, and may go to jail for that too. Isn't that crazy?
Well, he's not. I don't think he's going to go to jail. I think it's a civil suit. This woman says she's lived with intense pain since the incident. She still has scars from the burns. So initially Lambesis said the gas cap fell off when he tried to...
Because probably squeezed it so hard, you know, to like shoot it in there and like, you know, oh God.
Are we still talking about the accelerant or?
So much talk of Tim Lambesis squirting. Not what I expected today.
But it's only available on his OnlyFans.
He's not going to have any fans if he fucking burns all of them.
I don't want it.
I mean, the man has to make some money somehow, I guess.
To pay off these legal fees.
Yeah, right?
He's got a porn series called As I Lay Frying.
Poor guy.
If only he knew how to keep a fire going without cheating and using the accelerant, this would have never happened.
Oh, shit. What would you suggest that he do, Noah?
Oh, you have to choke the fire.
Well,
oh, don't you know? Don't you?
Well,
go
he knows
camping?
A thing or two about that. So, how would you choke the fire, Noah? Let us know.
Well, he could cheat by burning, what's it called? Kindle. So it's just basically like you could take like a brown bag or just like paper, tissues, whatever. You start with that under the logs, and then you just kind of like lift the logs up and down so the air goes in, and then it creates a larger fire. I think that's called choking.
Tim Lambesis clearly didn't get this memo beforehand.
No.
He could have avoided a whole lawsuit.
Also, it's like, have you ever been around a fire where someone used an accelerant or like on a grill or something?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it, honestly.
Yeah,
I don't
it's chemicals. It's terrible.
I don't care about that as much as that it's just dangerous.
Yeah.
And usually the guy behind the grill is sort of a jackass, and I wouldn't trust him with a fucking fire accelerant. Hence, lawsuits.
Rob, in the YouTube chat, Rob Bagalayos says, squirting and choking, great episode so far.
Yeah.
We're just getting started.
Just kicking it off here on the live cast, folks.
All we need is poop.
It'll
be the trifecta.
Well, I did want to, before we move on, mention that this month, Metal Blade Records will release the latest installment of the label's legendary compilation, Metal Massacre 15. Of course, the first Metal Massacre, you may recall, featured a tiny little band with their first little track named Metallica. So which up-and-coming band will be on the Metal Massacre 15? Curated by Decibel Magazine Editor-in-Chief Albert Mudrain, a man who knows quite a thing or two about underground metal, the collection will once again contain a sampling of contemporary heavy metal and features exclusive tracks from Midnight, Many Suffer, and Ripped to Shreds. Purchase your copy of Metal Massacre 15 now at metalblade.com/metalmassacre. So that's cool. Elsewhere in the news, I don't know if you guys heard, but shit's going down in India. It is not good with the infection rate there. And
do you have to cancel your vacation plans, Rob?
I have not made any vacation plans to India yet. But there have been people holding fundraisers and trying to get drives to get some money and relief to India. And one of those people happens to be a friend of the show, Randy Bly of Lamb of God. And so he announced that he was doing this fundraiser.
It's a real big push for donations.
So basically he recently got on Cameo. And I'm not sure. I think we've played some of his cameos, and he actually put some effort into his cameos. I believe we played one or two. Or maybe I just watched one or two of my own. The cameo's regular price is $50, very reasonable. And then they were half off to $25. And he actually takes the time to like do something funny and like make it worthwhile.
Just from when we had him on the show and the interviews you've done with him, he's a rambler, that's for sure. So you would definitely get your money and time's worth.
Every time I see him, I go, it's Randy the Rambler. There's my buddy. And so Dan, Metal Injection Livecast star, Dan saw this in our Discord. I guess somebody posted
Leroy,
the announcement.
Leroy was posting all about it.
And Dan figured, well, it's for a good cause. Let me get a cameo from D. Randall Bly. And so he did. And I want to play some of it right now because it's actually adorable. And I really liked it. So let me cue it up here. And see how well.
Better not.
Howdy. What
here?
Is going on? What's up?
Can you pause
man?
It for a second?
It is
So the live casters have never been to Rob's house. So when I first saw this, I was like, is he at Rob's?
Seriously.
Same little brick wall thing going on there.
And view from the window.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it your place, Rob? Is Randy there right now?
Turns out exposed brick is a feature in many houses all over the United States. And sometimes this exposed brick has a window near it. It's wild
never,
to think about.
Never heard of it.
I D. Randall Bly, a.k.a. Randy B., the singer of Lamb of God. And I'm hollering at you because you booked this cameo. I'm on day two of getting these charity cameos done. I did 84 yesterday. Today, 71. I think I still got like 30 to do. Jesus, man, it's killing me. But it's all right. I don't just do like, happy birthday, and then we're done. I can't do that. I got a big mouth. I like to run it. I like people to get their money's worth. So, you know, shout out to you for booking this because, you know,
you
it's going
stuff
to
you know.
A good cause. Going to call the
Randy
aid
COVID?
Helping
What's
the people
on?
In India, which they need it very, very badly. And once I crank through the rest of these tonight.
I like that you talked over the one moment where he talks about the charity that he gives me. Good job, Sid.
Not intentional at all.
Is this
sending the money to him.
Sorry, Rob. This is the actual cameo?
Yeah.
So he spent like a third of the cameo talking about other cameos.
It's like when you go on a date and spend most of it talking about your ex-girlfriend. Like, what the fuck, man? Be here with me. Be present.
I had to bang out 78 of these fucking cameos. All right, well, anyway, time for your cameo. Here we go.
It's killing me, but yeah, this would be great. Let's go.
It's so exhausting. Fuck.
You guys are the worst. Ones.
Does Lamb of God have a big following in India?
Yeah.
Okay, then that makes sense.
Thank goodness. I'll put a post up on my Instagram about it. So I guess you found out about this on the Metal Injection Livecast in the show Discord. Whoever is talking about this shit, I appreciate it. I do. Y'all are good. Good community. Metal Injection has been good to me for quite some time, and I've had some fun times with them. I don't know exactly who's hosting the live show. Is it?
You met all of us, motherfucker. How dare you?
Again, you're talking over the best part, Sid.
He was on
you could
the
go
show
back.
In the room with us. It wasn't even a call-in.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like 8 years ago, and he meets so many people on a regular basis.
I remember him, Noah. I'm just going to say, I remember meeting him. That's all. Leave it at that.
He looks like if Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch had a son. He doesn't meet that many people. Get out of here.
Oh,
he can
come
remember
on.
Us.
What does that have to? What is what he looks like have to do with his
who
memory?
Who wants to meet somebody who looks like that? And people just run the other way.
He's a famous musician. He's a multi-platinum musician.
And also, he like at least he referred to the podcast correctly by calling it a live show.
Is that correctly?
The livecast.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
he keeps
no,
saying livecast.
And like he shouted out the Discord and stuff. So he's doing every. He's very in tune. With what's going on. And
yeah,
maybe
I think
he won't remember some of us, Sid. We don't know. It's not finished.
I doubt he remembers me.
Funny as worth. So, you know, shout out to you for booking this because you know it's going to a good cause. Going to Khalsa Aid, which is helping the people in India, which they need it very, very badly. And once I crank through the rest of these tonight, I'm sending the money to them. Thank goodness. I'll put a post up on my Instagram about it. So I guess you found out about this on the Metal Injection Livecast in the show Discord. Whoever is talking about this shit, I appreciate it. I do. Y'all are good. Good community. Metal Injection has been good to me for quite some time, and I've had some fun times with them.
There you go.
I don't know exactly who's hosting the live show. Is it? Dasani? Is it Robert? I don't know.
Robert Dasani.
He said
water tycoon.
There you go.
He said Pisani, to be fair.
He said Pisani.
Robert
Pisani.
Pisani. When he says Pisani, he's really pissing on all of us.
Yeah, I didn't even get an incorrect mention of my name.
Regardless, let's face it, dude.
Robert Pisani or whatever his name is.
Paisani.
He did that Italian guy.
Or Pasadini or whatever his
what?
Name is.
At least you remembered your first name.
Yeah, I accept Paisani. That's fine. That's close enough.
Rob is going to like officially change his name.
Robert.
Yeah, that's
to make sure that Randy is correct.
Oh, this freeze frame, by the way, is fantastic. Looks like a character from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I thought you were going to say it's like his hand coming towards
you. We live in a ridiculous world. We do. We live in a weird pretend heavy metal world.
That's true.
Where we talk about weird shit. Somehow, despite our limitations, we still wind up getting shit done, you know? So I appreciate y'all talking. Whoever is talking about it, I don't know.
Leroy.
Dan here didn't let me know. I appreciate y'all talking about this and bringing attention to this thing that I'm doing because I'm trying.
He's delirious. He's done like 50 of these already. You gotta give him the benefit of the doubt.
Fine, boys and girls.
If he heard Sid talking about him on the show, he wouldn't appreciate us talking.
That's right.
Yeah, it would have been a completely different message.
Yeah. Maybe for the best time that he didn't know who it was.
I am. It's tough. You know, but know, it's hard to roast a group of people who I don't really know who is who, because I wasn't told their dance, and I have to roast you a little bit for that.
Roasted, Dan.
However, I'm going to go ahead and send a general roast to all you motherfuckers.
So this is a clue that when Dan wrote the email, he specifically asked for him to roast us.
I'm guessing that that's like one of like the pre-loaded options you could check off, because we've seen other cameos where like the person was asked to roast somebody. So I'm assuming, unless Dan did that because he saw it from other cameos that we played, but my guess would be that that's just like an option of like, hey.
I just assume he said roast the Metal Injection live cast.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is for Dan. We see you.
What's he wearing?
You know, on the
Boxers and a Gojira shirt.
That's probably true.
More interesting rather than accurate.
Discord channel named Metal Injection live cast. Don't y'all got this better to do? Huh? Sit around and talk about heavy metal?
Well,
yeah,
good news, Randy.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Probably not. Neither do I. Life is so fucking weird these days. Regardless, shout out to everybody in the Metal Injection community, you know, in the show. Everybody's listening. Shout out to you guys. And I really appreciate you, Dan, booking this. So, boom, it's dedicated to the dudes of Metal Injection. It's dedicated to Dan. It's dedicated to the hosts and the live cast. Everybody up in the Discord, peace, love. Hope y'all aren't losing your damn mind too much because of no-shows. Like me, I'm slowly losing my mind, obviously. But they're coming back. We're all going to be together again, and I'm going to play some music that's going to make all y'all beat the shit out of each other, because that's what we do. It is. That's what we do. It's how we show our love. All right, everybody. Thank you, Dan. You've done a good thing. Thanks for helping me out with this. All right, buddy? Went to a good cause. Peace, everyone. Shout out. Shout out.
Very nice.
Why is the emphasis on shout out? Rob, I have a project for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
After the show, can you please transcribe that entire video and then submit it to Rebecca Moore to re-record on her cameo page so we can play that next week? And then after she does that, you can do your reenactment of her reenactment of Randy's cameo.
Well, I'm sad to report that Rebecca Moore is currently inactive on...
Oh, I thought you said she's dead.
I mean, maybe
cameo.
That's
no,
why.
She's disappointed. Oh.
I hope she's not dead.
Only off cameo.
Dude, donating something else to India. Herpes. As if those people haven't been through enough.
Herpes can't be the worst thing she has.
Come on.
The herpes fights off all the other infections.
Maybe you're right. Maybe she found her Mother Teresa moment.
Very sex positive, guys.
Listen, people can have herpes and still be great people.
Sure. You're just assuming herpes is a mark against a person. Maybe you have the problem.
I don't have the problem. You're assuming because someone has sex a lot, they have herpes? Like she can't be doing it safely? How dare you?
No.
I think it's
because of all the
blisters she has around her mouth.
I was going to say, I just assumed it swelled her lips up to inhumane sizes. That's all. Not because she's doing video.
So that was Dr. Vinnie Boombas. Did that to her?
Yeah. What a reference.
I'm trying to find her Twitter, but I'm stumbling on the wrong Rebecca Moore's.
It's more stumbling? MILF. I believe more underscore MILF.
Is it two O's or one O?
One O.
Oh.
See? She's not very SEO.
The best thing you could do, though, is misspell that and not find it.
More MILK. That's the one that I want. It's her friend who does lactation porn.
That's the old school way.
That's actually what she sounds like when she's not doing her fake British accent.
Take it easy.
Well, I did want to... go ahead now.
She's got a new movie that came out, so she might be doing press. Oh, boy. Okay. Should not have scrolled down. Okay. Carry
not
on.
Not the type of movie you would think. Okay.
She's in Mortal Kombat.
So I wanted to talk about this Danzig interview in Rolling Stone's magazine. Rolling Stone magazine.
Why is Rolling Stone interviewing Danzig in 2021?
Well, they interviewed him about his upcoming movie. If you recall, a few weeks ago, we watched the trailer for it because it's coming out this summer. Death Rider in the House of Vampires.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
so
I didn't.
Travers interviewed him?
No. Corey Groh, the resident hard rock guy. Good guy. I know him. Does good work there. And it's a good interview. He asked all the right questions. Danzig was his regular old cranky self. And Darren, do you have the excerpts pulled up? Yeah, you got it there. Okay, I see. So even before it gets to the official interview portion, there's already like a little excerpt of something that happened before the official interview started, where Danzig offers a little political opinion. Go ahead, Darren.
I honestly think your Danzig is better than mine, but I'm going to throw this out here. You can go to theater in most places. Yeah.
He says one day in late March.
You go to the supermarket and be around a million people, but you can't go to a theater. You can get on an airplane right next to a motherfucker, but you can't go to a theater socially distanced. How does that make sense?
Why do you drive on a highway?
Yeah, exactly.
Drive on a parkway, a park in a driveway.
Why is it called taking a dump? They're not leaving a dump. You're not taking it anywhere. Yeah.
And then read that like look, I have a
different opinion of the whole flu than everybody else.
I like that at least he reserved, he didn't call it the China flu, that it's just the flu.
He's being polite.
Yeah.
Being interviewed for a magazine. So. Oh,
Veronica did really well in the Asian market. He doesn't want to upset those consumers. Otherwise, he would say that.
You got to get that China distribution, you know, Star Wars and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Veronica, Star Wars. It's like the same thing.
I mean, wasn't there eyeballs on her nipples in the cantina scene?
Yes.
Yes.
That's where
that
you
happened.
Got that from.
That's where
yeah.
I think
so,
when the woman when they're knocking down the door with that 99-cent foam battering ram, that's straight from the Sarlacc pit. in the desert. That's where he got that from.
Oh,
I was gonna. So he's asked, "What's the movie about?"
Oh. It's an homage to classic vampire movies and, of course, classic Italian spaghetti westerns. I just mixed the two genres. I didn't think anyone would have done it before. Basically, the character...
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay. Did you write... Did he ask if you wrote the character that Danzig plays, Bad Bathory, for himself?
Oh, that part, sorry. Yeah. I started writing the script, and I had all these characters, and then eventually it was like, you know what, I could do this, and we won't have to look for somebody, and we get out of it cheap.
I think it's more about being a control freak and just like wanting it to be the perfect character, and only he could do it.
That's right. Nobody could see in his mind the perfect vision. All him.
So Danzig's Jewish is what we're saying here.
Well, he gets into it.
So I didn't originally intend for me to be that character, but then I just started thinking about him like, I'll just do this one. It's not a big part. It'd be easy. I could still do the directing. With directing, at least for me, you're involved in everything. People come to you with wardrobe sets and casting.
Reproduction is insane.
You called it, Noah.
And I would like to say that I guarantee where he saved the money was the makeup department, because he brought his own.
I love how he says, like, the director's got the – he says, I want to make sure I'm, like, a real director and not, like, one of these Hollywood directors where somebody else will stretch a movie and then they take credit. So real directors are not Hollywood directors. They're what he's doing.
Yeah. Who will – I want to know who the other real directors are.
Well, he's not saying all Hollywood directors. He's saying these major Hollywood blockbusters, what's his name?
Oh, John Favreau. Is he calling out John Favreau?
Yeah, he's saying he's
respected.
Just,
doesn't he do Marvel movies, John?
But also, I just want to say, Danzig, after watching your first movie, I 100% believe that it was solely you who directed it, and nobody else came in and had any say about anything. It's very, very clear that this is your vision.
So I got a question: when is his next shitty movie coming?
This summer. This interview is to promote it.
This is it. Oh,
I can't wait.
I'd like to get your input on something.
Who, me?
All of you. Do you think that he used a milk crate to get into the director's chair? Or with the platforms that he wears?
Well, this was a slightly higher... I mean, he did use the milk crate on Veronica, but for this one, he had a slightly higher budget, so they had a crane pull him up and, like, wedgie style and deposit him in the director's chair.
He actually sawed the bottom of the director's chair down, so it's easier for him to jump in.
Also, because he loves these 5'11", like, model women and everything, so he had them all stand in trenches during his scenes with them so that they're roughly the same height. They had a part, like 55% of the budget was just digging trenches.
Yeah, Danzig doesn't go up. The girls go down.
Oh, that's how boy. Danzig doesn't go down or up.
He's the Harvey Weinstein of movies that three people watch.
Yeah. If Harvey Weinstein wasn't good at his job, he'd be Danzig.
I mean, Danzig could fill that void. Now that Harvey's in jail, Danzig could sort of creep into that.
I mean, can he make a good movie first? I don't think he could fill the sexual harassment void.
Yeah. I think that's the more important void in Hollywood right now. There's plenty of people producing movies. Nobody's sexually harassing like Harvey Weinstein right now.
Yeah, no one on that level. I mean,
we need you, Danzig.
Like the Cal Ripken of harassment. Never took a break.
There weren't any allegations against Danzig, though, when it comes to that stuff. And
not that we know of.
And he seems to be with the same woman for a while in an honest relationship.
Yeah.
It's still funny to think about him harassing people. Little man.
He's harassed plenty of photographers. We've seen footage of that.
The real reason that it's funny is because they hear him harassing and they look around left and right and they'll see him.
Down here.
Hey, I'm down here harassing you.
And they pull it up on him.
It's no fun if they don't listen or know where it's coming from.
I mean, yeah, like, is he trying to get upskirt shots or is that just his eye level?
Yeah.
We don't know what the intention is. It just might be he just was standing there and they walked over him.
I'll pay what I can get.
Cinematography.
So there's a little more to the interview.
He has that fetish of, you know, you ever see that fetish online of photoshopped women that are like 90 feet tall and they're stepping on men? But that's just their regular size for him.
He doesn't even need the Photoshop. The funny thing to me personally is that he's probably taller than I am, and I still get to make short jokes about him.
Yeah.
It's very empowering.
Awesome.
Google lists his height as 5'3".
Oh, shit, really? Wow, I tower over him. That's great.
He's my height.
Dancing.
Wait, he's my height. You don't tower over me.
It would feel
okay.
Like it. Don't cut. Okay. How dare you? How dare
okay.
You?
Okay.
How tall are you, Sid?
5'6".
I don't know. I don't think about that. What?
Give the man a chance to tower for once. Come on.
Yeah, like there's not that many people, so anybody I'm taller than, I feel like a tower over them.
Why deny the man his towering?
his brief towering.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like Sid gave himself an extra inch.
I do when I say I'm 5'7".
Oh, you're 5'5".
Which I do half the time, but I'm actually 5'6".
Do you count the hat? When it, or is it Sam's hat?
The hat's pretty flat. I don't think it really adds much, but no, I do not count the hat.
But how do you know? Bump. You never not wear the hat. So how do you know? How do you
Go to a doctor's office, I take my hat off.
Oh.
Respectful.
What else do you take off?
Whatever they tell me.
Anything else?
Also, Sid wears his hat only on camera or when he's outside, right? Like. I want to defend Sid here.
We're trying not to break kayfabe.
Yeah.
So he goes. So, okay,
I shower
back to,
in the hat.
Back to the interview. He's asked, by the time you decided to direct Veronica, you knew what you were doing. And then he responded, I'll just read it. We don't have to do the voice the whole time. Well, I'd already been directing for 30 years. Of course, Veronica was with a very low budget. So we really had to call in a lot of favors.
Call in some more favors. That shit sucked.
It was a really big crash course in making something look like it cost more than it did.
What?
How much did it cost then?
it looked like it cost
$1.89.
So he got it from
Amazing Savings.
If you haven't seen Veronica, first of all, join our Patreon because we did a watch along of Veronica. But also, it looks like if they took a 1990s like Showtime softcore porn movie or Skinamax and just inserted like vampire stuff into it.
And robbed it of any plot and inserted eyeballs on the titties.
Yeah. The plot is actually better in Skinamax movies. Than
this movie. I agree.
More coherent.
So he goes, for the good thing about Death Rider, the new movie, is I had a bigger budget and also we went SAG on this one, so we were able to get a lot more actors than we wanted. So it wasn't even a union movie, the first Veronica.
And who's the semi-famous guy that's in this again?
Devin Sawa.
Devin Sawa, yeah.
Oh, and Danny Trejo has a cameo.
Oh, yeah.
Cameo. That guy has a big part, though.
So then he's asked about the harsh reviews for Veronica, and he goes...
This is my favorite part.
That's a break.
Just Robert Pisani.
Veronica got some pretty harsh reviews. Did that bother you? And he goes, well, it's like when I do records. I want people to either love it or hate it. And so we got a lot of great reviews. And we got a lot of reviews by people who hate it. But if you look at Citizen Kane, that was panned. It's now a classic. It was panned as overindulgent, terrible, unwatchable. Everyone has an opinion, and they're entitled to their opinion.
That's too real.
That's clearly a Paddington 2 stan.
Yeah, the first thing I would say is that I think Citizen Kane sucks. Like, I
agreed.
But
I thought it was so overrated.
At the same time, he knows it's a classic, and he's comparing himself to it in the context that it is a classic, which is somehow even worse.
He said, like, it'd be like you're in a shitty deathcore band and people are like, oh, this is getting some negative reviews. And you go like, look, Stairway to Heaven was a very mixed bag when it first came out. Now it's a classic. That's what I think about my song, Skull Fucked in the Face, you know, or whatever.
But he has to know on some level, this is never going to be regarded in the same way as Citizen Kane, correct?
Well, he says... We took it on the road to everybody, and the fans loved it. So it made a bunch of money. It became kind of a cult classic. In the beginning of COVID, people were having Veronica binge parties.
What more
could you ask for?
Bragging about super spreader event? Well, I guess it's not a super spreader event if there's two people there, but you know.
No, he's saying people would watch Veronica, and then they would go and, like, puke for hours.
Yeah, I mean,
they were
first parties. First party, sorry, not first party. Yes, thank you.
Well, somebody, anybody, go online and find me one instance video or a verbal recap of somebody watching this movie at all, let alone at a party with multiple other people and everyone enjoyed it. I would love to see that.
Do we count?
Well, we didn't.
We didn't enjoy it.
I mean, we enjoyed making fun of it.
Yeah.
Which it seems like he takes that equally.
I guess take what you can get. Just
yeah.
But no, we enjoyed making fun of it for like an hour. And then for the remainder of the movie, we were like, God, when is this going to end already?
I think we even fast-forwarded some of the montages, didn't we?
No, I don't think we fast-forwarded.
I think we fast-forwarded that one about Burzum a little bit. Not this, not that.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe because it had all the landscaping shots. We might have
lots
done that.
Lots of walking. Lots of, what's that guy's name that was walking the whole time? That wasn't even in Burzum.
Oh, that one. Oh.
Fenris.
Yes. Just like half the movie is just him walking around.
Okay. So here's the quote that got all the controversy. He was asked, "What's the story behind The Last Caress?" That obviously wasn't about a movie. And he goes, "It was just a crazy ass song. We would do things to piss people off." And, the interviewer goes, "So the song was just kind of, let me think of the most fucked up things I could think of." And he goes, "Part of it. Yeah." I'm going to give him like a Jersey accent. Fuck everybody.
A Paisano accent.
Fuck
That's
everybody.
The old school way.
Yeah. Fuck everybody. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck the world. And that's pretty much the attitude. It was just like, fuck your system. Fuck all this bullshit. It was something else. I don't think people will ever get to see anything like it again. There won't be any new bands coming out like that. Now, they'll get immediately canceled.
What do you mean? OS for life. Take it easy.
What do you mean? People don't understand because everything is so cancel culture woke bullshit nowadays. But you can never have the punk explosion nowadays because of cancel culture and woke bullshit. Let me read this back. Because what a word salad. People don't understand because everything's so cancel culture woke bullshit nowadays, but you can never have the punk explosion nowadays because of cancel culture and woke bullshit. You can never have it. It would never have happened. We were lucky it happened when it did because it'll never happen again. You won't have any of those kind of bands ever again. Everyone's so uptight and PC, and it's just like, okay, whatever.
Wasn't punk actually canceled when it happened? That was the whole point. They wouldn't get airplay or anything. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
That was why they had to do that. Like because they
And wasn't there woke bullshit in punk?
Yes.
Wasn't punk like that's what
Yes, there were many different kinds, and the lyrics, there's political punk, which would be canceling his stuff even back then. And then there's like the meathead childish stuff, which still like nobody's like I can't imagine there's many people like I love the Misfits for the lyrics. Like I've got issues. Like you're something's wrong with you. I'm sure those people exist. I probably know some of those people. Something's wrong with them. You like them because the music sounded good, his vocals sounded good, but the lyrics were fucking stupid.
It was an old aesthetic, you know. It was like a thing, you know.
It's like sure, there's like a handful of dudes that are like, oh, he said he raped someone's baby today. I love this band. But he, for the majority, I feel like he could have been saying any fucking thing. He could have been reading.
Yeah, he was just being
book.
A shock jock. Yeah.
But also
yeah,
at that time, like, think about the time this was happening when the Misfits were, like, first coming out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, way more offensive music you can listen to now than there was then.
Yeah, like, Cannibal Corpse just put out a record.
Yeah.
Also, there was, like, a viral tweet that was, like, a gay black guy was just humping Satan 2 weeks ago in a music video. Relax, Glenn. Nobody's getting canceled for their music.
Yeah,
you know?
You know, what they think of as canceling is, like, a few people circle jerk about it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, old people, and then it goes away.
Yeah.
But also, like, what artist...
He gets kicked out of his Facebook communities is what you mean?
Maybe that's it. He got kicked out of a few Facebook groups because of some woke bullshit.
The Brick Movers Facebook community.
Yeah.
He's
brick
no
community.
Longer allowed in.
He got banned from the Next Door app because he was blocking all the like influence happening with his brick movement. They could no one could track him.
You make one post about globalists ruining Fresh Step cat litter, and you're marked for life. Poor guy.
It is true. Globalists have ruined the shit out of fresh stuff cat litter.
It's not the same since this woke cancel culture. You can't get the good cat litter anymore.
They don't make the cat litter like they used to. Cat litter full ice.
All this information.
So finally, he was asked if he was working on any music in the last year, and this answer is fucking amazing. He goes, you know, with people thinking they could download your record for free and all that stuff, it gets to the point where you're just like, why am I going to do a new record? People are just going to steal it. It's going to cost me money to make it. Am I going to make any money back?
Yes.
I love doing music, but if you're going to spend a ton of money doing a record and it gets downloaded for free and people steal it, what's the point?
Is stealing really that prevalent?
Who steals music anymore?
Look, I have to defend him in one sense. He probably does not good money because Spotify doesn't pay artists well. They barely earn anything on the streams. He's just stuck in like the old, like
old school way.
Old New York.
Yes. Where you sell CDs, you make money on merch, and it could actually be a way of earning income.
I agree with you completely. He is of the mind that he should spend $50,000 on a record and get $100,000 advance from a record label on music that nobody cares about anymore. Like the thing is, if he was putting out good music, he would make money back on streaming because people would want to listen to it. No one wants to listen to new music from Danzig. His voice is so shot. Like I saw him on the last tour that he did, and there's a reason he doesn't tour anymore. You know, like it's just he can't do it.
How can you tell what his voice sounds like when he can't reach the mic?
Well, that's he can't afford to do an album. He said it costs him a lot of money. The whole money is in getting the mics low enough that he can sound good. All these techs you got.
Getting these micro mics.
They should lower him from the rafters to reach the mic that way. Instead of up from the floor, it should be down from the ceiling. That might be a shorter distance.
And here's the thing.
Tom Cruise.
I honestly feel it's easier to download a movie illegally
now. Yeah, don't
now.
Tell him that. He won't have anything left to do.
Because that's all you...
It's not that hard to illegally download a song, but I feel like people just don't go to the trouble because, like, every song is available and you just got to pay a small flat fee for it now. And, like, why bother?
I think in his old man way, he's complaining about streaming. When he says download it for free, he just means Spotify.
Right.
But also, though, it's just funny to me, like, he's this artist. He's talking about being an artist and not being Hollywood bullshit, being of the art. But, like, when it comes to making the art that brought him to the dance, he's like, oh, I'm not going to make any money off that. So why should I do it? Like, isn't that Hollywood bullshit? You know, like that's kind of sounding pretty Hollywood.
No, he's just like us. He's equally bored with New Danzig. Makes him more down to earth, if anything.
I think it just like makes it less artistic when, when you're, explaining
thinking about
it
profit
that way.
Margin.
Yeah, like you're if it's art to you and it's not just like a job or something, then it's something that you genuinely and passionately want to do, and the money is like the afterthought.
Yeah. But
agreed.
No, for him it's just like, how much am I going to get for this? Okay.
Yeah, that's how like convoluted he is. Is that the word I'm looking? Condescending.
How much would that be? Hypocritical.
Not the word.
Well, so that's the Danzig interview. Thank you, Danzig, for giving us some good laughs.
He's a hero.
And I'm even more excited now to watch this movie.
I mean, the second I saw that trailer, I was like, holy shit.
It's just, Veronica was three different stories. This is just one story, this movie, right? Is that going to be better or worse?
Way better, because they really dropped the ball on that third one.
They gave up. And it might have been like, what was that movie, Partners, that we watched, where they ran out of budget?
Oh,
like, maybe,
God.
You know how he said you had to do everything yourself? Maybe, like, people just left the crew by the end of the movie, and he just literally had to do everything by himself. But who knows? But I'm looking forward to it. One thing I wanted to quickly mention, it's not on the...
the format, but I want to just quickly talk about it. You know, Paramount Plus recently launched, and Paramount Plus. Sorry, I kind of mumbled that. So it's a new streaming service from Paramount. So it's like CBS. Yeah, it's CBS, yeah. MTV, Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, all that stuff. So I decided to do a trial. First of all, it's of all of the streaming services, it seems like the least necessary. There's nothing really on it. But so one thing that was on it is they had the show The Challenge. Have you guys watched this? It's like the Real World Road Rules Challenge. Remember, from back in the day? So it's just been rebranded now as The Challenge.
And it's like the same cast as like the old.
So now for the streaming network exclusively, they have The Challenge All-Stars. And the targeting advertising intrigued me because it was like, oh, here's all these people I remember watching 15 years ago when I actually watched MTV. And they're back on the show. So the first episode was free to watch, so I decided to watch it. And two things hit me. First of all, I realized what I just said is exactly what the marketers wanted to happen. Like, this show was targeted specifically for me, people my age. And that felt terrible. It felt so shitty to be a statistic.
a target.
But even worse is there's all of these people who I haven't seen in 50, I haven't paid attention to the show in forever. And so all these reality stars come back, and this whole show is them doing these challenges that are relay races, but made crazy for TV for drama. So the thing that made it so depressing is the biggest challenge for them was their age. They were just it was a swimming challenge, and they're like, I'm 40, I can't do this, I'm 43. They aged out of this game show. And so
fun to watch.
That's what all the drama wasn't just petty soap opera bullshit. All the drama was, is this person gonna have a heart attack?
I have a question. Do you think that was a part of the statistic analysis? Let's look at this guy. Because he has an issue with his age.
Well, no, but so it was a relay race to swim to a certain point and come back. And they were like, okay, if one person on your team can't do the relay, you're penalized 5 minutes. And I was like, oh, okay, so the drama will be one person gets penalized and they're shunned from the group. It was 90% of them couldn't do it.
The NBA during All-Star Weekend used to have they have the three-point contest, the slam dunk contest, and they had an old-timers game. And there was one year where half the fucking roster tore their knees, it broke their hip. So, it was just a bloodbath. Everybody got injured. And they never did it again because they're okay, maybe we shouldn't make 65-year-old men play basketball on TV anymore. That's a bad idea, and it's sad.
All Rue should do is they have your challenge is to eat at a Cracker Barrel and then walk out and not go to the gift shop and buy anything.
It's more attainable, I feel yeah.
The other thing is now A&E has, the other way I felt targeted as an old man is A&E now has this series of, they have their biography series. It's kind of Behind the Music. So they're doing a 8-episode run of pro wrestlers, but all the wrestlers are from 20 years ago that they're doing a profile on. And then after that, there's a new show that's a treasure hunt. They try to find old wrestling memorabilia.
And they're all at Roberts' house. Basement.
Basically, they go to all these fanboys and try to get back memorabilia, and it's just this is another program that is targeted towards somebody my age. I hate this. I hate recognizing that I'm in this older demographic now. It feels.
Why is it tied to your age? Why is it an older demographic?
Well, because
different
somebody
shows target different people.
Sure, sure, but well, the shows that I'm watching are targeted for people. Like, but I don't know. I'm just not a young guy anymore. That's the basic.
You're in the demographic that has the cachet to be able to afford these services, which is why they target you. And also in the age group that doesn't know how to cancel subscriptions, which is why they target you.
Well, I can tell you I did not keep my Paramount Plus subscription, so no worries there. I'm very good about it.
What about Drag Race All-Stars? You're not even going to stick around long enough for that?
Well, if anything, I could get the thing when that happens, but I'm not even going to do that.
Yeah. You're what Danzig's complaining about. One
That's
day RuPaul's going to be in a Rolling Stone interview.
Poor Viacom.
Why would he even do another season of Drag Race? You got these motherfuckers downloading it for free.
That's why RuPaul does the fracking. It's because too many people download Drag Race.
Fracking is your fault, Rob.
So in other news, in political news, the Biden administration announced last week that they were going to be banning menthol cigarettes. And my initial reaction was like, great. I was just like, I used to be a menthol smoker. I stopped smoking Marlboro menthol lights were my jam. Then I read up on what's in menthol cigarettes, which is just glass.
I heard uranium was in there.
Yeah, uranium.
And uranium. And then I stopped smoking menthol cigarettes and thought, like, why is this even a thing? But after my initial thought, I have realized that by outlawing it now, it kind of creates more of a criminal state kind of thing where, like, oh, it's another thing for someone to get arrested over. And that I am not a favor of. And on top of that, Noah just informed me that not only is menthol being banned, but now also Backwoods, Swishers, and flavored blunt wraps are being banned. And this is a step too far.
I'm just so glad we got to smoke all those blueberry blunts back in the day.
Because, of course, blunt wraps, the wrap itself is tobacco. That's what the rabbit's is. And flavor. Tobacco and purple or whatever it is. And so I guess as part of this proposal, which would also ban menthol cigarettes, it also is going to ban the flavored stuff. And what's kind of weird is it feels a little condescending because they're saying the reason they're doing the ban is because Black Americans are more likely here we go. Banning menthol, the last allowable flavor in cigarettes, and banning all flavors in cigars will help save lives, particularly among those disproportionately affected by these deadly products, which would be Black people is what they're kind of saying. So it's like,
why don't they just try like get rid of all tobacco then?
That's what
I don't understand the thought behind this, to be honest with you.
It's performatively looking like they're doing something good while still allowing tobacco companies to make lots of money.
My mind also went there, Noah. It's like you got to do like pick a side here, you know? Like you can't say like, oh, tobacco's really bad for you, so you can't have it any way where it tastes a little better because you might get more addicted to it. It's like, well, then
yeah. Why don't you put
programs
in areas where people use a lot of cigarettes and stuff to help them with that addiction instead?
Yeah. Well, healthcare is a human right, and also it's still going to be exorbitantly expensive, and millions of people are not going to have it.
And I don't think that, like what you were saying, Noah, like why don't, like I remember the city had a huge ad campaign where they were like, we will help you quit. We will send you patches for free. I don't know.
People just don't want to.
Yeah. I don't think anybody would.
Yeah. I don't know.
But that makes me sad. I really like, well, a good thing is I'm very stocked up on mango blunt rolls.
Yeah,
I have
could probably.
You should smoke your menthol pot while it's still.
I highly recommend this brand. It's called King Palm. They do blunt wraps.
They called
wraps.
You in high school.
I'll take
it. You were whacking it?
So they do, it's a blunt, and, you know, they have a little paper. You take out the paper, and you just fill it in with a little weed, and you don't got to roll
flavored?
It. It's already rolled. They have flavored and unflavored, but I would hurry up and go get
that
flavor.
And in 3 years, you could probably sell those for like 1 million bitcoins or something.
I think they'll like not be fresh in 3 years. That's the thing. Some dummy will buy it, though. You're right.
They're dry aged.
Like, I think when PS3s came out, people were just selling a picture of a PS3 for like $600, and then you would buy it, and it said it. You had to say it clearly to be legal, but it would say, "This is just a picture of a PS3," and people were still buying them and getting really mad. They just got a picture of it.
Oh God!
That's the original Bitcoin,
or that's the original NFTs, right?
Yeah,
did I get that right?
Yeah. Yeah, very good.
Similar. Sid, do you want to tell us about your health scare?
Oh, God. It's still ongoing. If anybody saw our social media post today, there's a picture of me holding an adorable little puppy.
He's so
great.
Small.
I think Rob also met this puppy on a separate moment this
weekend. The day before.
Our friend is fostering some puppies. And so each of us went over there to meet the puppies. They're very cute. We held the puppies. And then today we get a message from our friend. Oh, hey, sorry to tell you. I feel horrible about this. Turns out the puppies have ringworm.
Aww.
Hope you don't have it.
And Sid is like freaking out like it's the end of the world. And it's like, relax.
For myself, whatever. I've had rashes before, not a big deal. But I don't want to have given that shit to my cats, and then I have to take them to the vet and force medicine down their throats. Like, it's a whole fucking thing. And now I'm just freaking out. And it's like, this could take 3 weeks to show itself. So, like, for the rest of this month, I'm just going to be like, every little itch is going to be ringworm, and I'm just going to have a panic attack.
Oh, I thought it was like a worm in your poop.
No, it's not an actual worm. It's very weird that they call it that. But thankfully, it's not an actual worm. It's just like a rash.
I thought it was like, you know, like the fruit by the foot after you finish eating it, that paper.
Yeah.
I thought that like tape comes like
that's,
out.
That's
in
tapeworm.
Poop.
That's tapeworm.
Otherwise known as fruit by the foot worm.
I knew a kid who told me, and I believed this at the time, that when they want to get rid of a tapeworm, they take an apple and they put it like next to your ass and they wait till it pokes its head out of your asshole and they just hit it with a mallet.
Like a hermit crab? You just get finding a new home in the apple?
It comes out to eat, you know. Yeah. It's done eating whatever you have in your gut and it goes out and tries
you could to smell that apple from a mile away.
I heard that if you want to know if you have worms, after you take a poop, look down, and if bubbles are coming out, it means that there's worms in there.
Bubbles come out of shit? I've never seen that.
Yeah, like air bubbles.
I've seen, like, little bubbles in, like, air bub pockets in the shit, but I've never seen bubbles, like, rising from the shit. Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like it's scuba diving?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
Abbey.
The worms leaving your body.
That would be terrible. That would freak me out.
That's the premise of Danzig's third movie.
And the shit itself is his first two movies.
No one's ever combined spaghetti western with worms that are shaped like spaghetti. That's where he's at.
I have a clip of his new film. You want to hear it?
Oh.
This is the production of this film. Behind the scenes, it's on the DVD extras.
Yeah. Yeah,
I remember.
Oh, I'm almost done. Yeah.
Come on, Glenn. We got to get back to rapping. Game.
All right. Just one more. One more scene. Here we go.
Oh.
It's just a dirty brown summer. Yeah.
It is very difficult to get through that drop, but the end of it, I almost feel relief. Like around my stomach.
Pooping?
I've never gotten to the end of it, Noah. It's just when I stop playing it. There's 2 full minutes of that.
Do we want to play the whole
boy.
Do we want to do a thrasher to trash it? Of the shitting drop?
I'll just pick it up at the part I just left off at.
Ooh. There's a marble in there? Like I saw a marble?
An artiste.
I've had one of those.
I know, but you like you know the relief in your stomach? It's like a warm feeling, like after you've gotten all that out?
Oh, love that feeling. Yeah.
That, it's just like, it's so rough, but then so satisfying.
You feel sort of hollow in a good way?
Yeah.
Emptied out.
That was
yeah,
the end of it?
No,
I stopped because Noah wanted to make a comment. You want to hear the rest?
Yes.
No.
Did he turn on the air conditioner halfway through?
It's just a job. I don't know.
That's the toilet screaming for help.
That's probably the vent going on. Because, you know, like, when you start, turn the light on in the room. There's 40 seconds to go.
Wow. A marathon.
That
can't be one session.
Maybe that's what the editing patch is like.
I mean, I've had longer sessions than 2 minutes. Does that sound like this?
But it's
I guess not consistently.
Yeah.
Not
how much
consistently.
Of a session is you flipping through your phone, and how much is that
right.
coming out?
That's fair.
Oh!
Home stretch, yeah.
Tour de force.
Ah.
Just that first, you know, that first initial crackle, that always gets me.
Do we think it's an actual poop, or is this like sound effects and he's like pouring like porridge into a toilet or something like that?
Whatever it is, it's artistry.
Yeah.
It's very honest. Believable.
I believe.
I felt like I was in the bathroom with him.
I'd have a road mic.
A chode mic.
Oh, dear.
Talk about our Spotify picks of the week.
We should
okay.
do an all Danzig Spotify list just to screw him over a little bit more.
No, then he would get a bigger cut from Spotify.
He would, but he'd think he wasn't. Right. And it would make him angry.
We'd give him money and he'd still be pissed.
Yeah.
He'd say, hey!
Yo! I mean, no!
So for a Spotify playlist, you could do a search for Livecast Music Break in Spotify or hit up our episode page where we have a link. Every week, we each pick a song. So that's 4 songs total we add to the playlist, and the playlist grows and grows and grows. There's a nice bit of variety on the playlist. And let's see what we got here. Kicking it off, I picked a Vulgar Picture from the Black Dahlia Murder.
Oh.
And the reason I picked that is because it was Trevor, friend of the show, previous guest and previous guest host. It was his 40th birthday this past weekend, and it was the first time I left my house for a social gathering, function.
How did you not lead with this? This seems like a thing we could have been talking about on the show all along. Like,
yeah, I guess I was just reminded of it. I was like, oh, that's right, I picked the song because I wanted to talk about it. But yeah, so he invited me. It was in a public park, and it was just like a get together. It was funny because I didn't get confirmation on the day.
Were just walking Bobka in the park and you said,
no,
that's not what I meant.
I meant he invited me, like, let's say 2-3 weeks before, like, hey, we're going to be meeting here on this day after 2 o'clock, you know? And there was never any follow-up. So being somebody who has developed worse social anxiety as the pandemic has gone on, that's almost excuse enough to not go. And but I was just like, no, like I haven't really, like I've done like small meetups, you know, like we've done meetups, but
we met when Bruno passed.
Yeah, but like I haven't done just like a hang, especially now that I'm vaccinated. I feel much more willing or like safer doing it. And so I was like, no, I have to do this. So I went out and I had to track him down, and this park is huge. So it wasn't like easy. And I was like, at first I was like, how am I going to know where they are? And then I'm like, I have a feeling it'll be easy to spot them because it'll be a sea of black shirts. Sure enough, that's exactly what it was.
And
I
you
mean,
found yourself in Tompkins Square Park at the Mad Bowl.
No. And then a mosh pit broke out. And I'm like, no, the one thing I didn't want.
Wow, you traveled back in time.
No, but it was good. I saw Trevor. I saw Dave Davidson. Frank was there. A few other friends.
Nobody died. Everyone was still there.
Everyone was still there as of today. Nobody's dead. Everyone was vaccinated too, so that was a relief. So I felt more comfortable being maskless and having a little drinky poo and having a joint, and we were all responsible. Nobody was sharing any joints. Everyone had a joint for themselves. So, and it was good. It was actually really fun, and I'm really glad I went out. And I fought my social anxiety that was like, oh, just stay home and like smoke more weed. Like, no, I've done that for a year. I can
smoke more weed.
I can go outside and smoke weed with my friends and talk
celebrate.
To them. Yeah, and it was great to see Trevor. He's doing well. He's doing wonderfully. And hopefully he'll be on the road pretty soon, which it looks like shows are happening. And I was actually talking, and I'm pretty excited about the possibility of going to see some shows. I think my first one that I want to go to is going to be in August. It's going to be Deftones, Gojira, and Poppy, and they're playing on like a pier, so it's going to be outdoors. I think I'm going to go to that, and I'm very, very excited to see a real show. Like I've seen, you know, jazz trios in the park. That doesn't count. I want to go to a concert.
Yeah, they've kind of like forced you to see them.
Or like
I'm fine
you
with
by
it.
By accident while looking for the birthday party.
Oh, not at that part. Like just in general, like in my neighborhood. There's lots of jazz trios.
You mean Alex Skolnick's trio was not invited to this party?
Oh, shit.
Alex Skolnick was not at this party, no. I didn't realize there was a feud going on with Alex Skolnick and the Black Dahlia Murder, but
there
I guess there is.
Alex Skolnick had his little tuxedo on serving the canapes.
Fucking catering.
There were some snacks indeed.
Did he bring his iPad with him to bust out a rap tune?
Yeah,
Trump.
Hey,
he's like, no, seriously, guys. I know I'm here for catering, but if you need some musical accompaniment, I'm ready. Just let me know. It's not a big deal. And they're like, no.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
My name's Alex Skolnick, and I'm here to say storming the Capitol was a terrible day. Trump sucks.
Has he done any new songs?
Nothing. Why is he at 12? What's wrong with you? So harsh.
That music.
But that music brought us entertainment and comedy.
Comedy, yes. Entertainment, no.
I was very entertained.
Have you?
Are you not entertained?
Is it in your Spotify rotation?
You also watched The Challenge, Rob, and you were entertained. Yeah. So I don't know if
I wasn't entertained, though. I'm saying I wasn't. I stopped watching. I didn't watch like the whole series.
How many
one was enough.
The one?
I'm not even sure I got. Oh, no. I got to the end of the first one because I wanted to see what the elimination thing was. And it was stupid. And it was like I started feeling bad for these people. I'm just like, you should be
they're
at home.
Paid.
They're
TV money.
There's a threshold where you're getting paid and it's still too embarrassing to be worth it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, you shouldn't be doing this.
What else would they do?
I don't know.
They're not
professional reality show people.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't have any other skills.
So no raps from Alex Skolnick, but he does have some jazzy blues meets bluesy blues type of videos that he's been posting. and then tone videos.
What?
Like where he just shows amp tones.
Oh, I thought like he just says things to me rudely.
That would like get him some credit back.
Okay,
yeah,
so
I need him to do a roast cameo of the live cast.
Mm.
Do a roast cameo. How you suck. Huh?
He's definitely on Cameo.
He should be if he isn't.
He is not on Cameo.
Maybe he's on there by a pseudonym.
Oh, DJ Skull or whatever? okay, so my pick was A Vulgar Picture by Black Dahlia Murder, and a happy birthday to Trev. Trev Dog, T-Dog. T-Dog.
Was he okay with revealing his age?
I think
it was already a little over on
mine. Yeah. And then Darren, what did you pick?
I picked Not Tonight by Little Kim.
Mm.
Which is
hardcore in a different way.
Ode to Cunnilingus. I'm very empowering of women, I feel.
I am a huge fan of early Lil' Kim. I love how vulgar she was and how she flipped it around. She flipped the script on the hip-hop tropes.
And bonus, she mentions Flatbush Avenue and Avenue U in this song.
What? Really?
Yeah. Really?
Is she at King's Plaza?
Yeah, really, basically, yes.
That's awesome.
She doesn't say King's Plaza.
She doesn't want to give them the publicity.
If you know, you know.
There's a new show coming out on Showtime called Flatbush Misdemeanors, which seems pretty good, and it's like set in Flatbush.
What's it about?
Just like people who live in Flatbush Avenue.
Like,
and I think the perspective...
No, it's a comedy.
It's a comedy, and like it's from the perspective, I think of like a guy who works in like a... like I think he's like a teacher or something. He works with like the youth of the neighborhood.
Okay.
It's on my list. So Showtime series are very hit or miss. But I'll give it a chance.
I agree. And then, Sid, you picked The Descendants, right?
Yeah, I picked the song Parents because I've been dealing with my parents a lot this last week, so it was on my mind. I don't dislike them as much as Milo Aukerman in the song Parents by The Descendants does, but there's frustrations.
What is Milo's beef with your parents?
With my parents? He doesn't know my parents.
Oh, okay.
As far as I know. But with his own parents, they're very fucked up. They think he's a toy, but he's a boy.
Are Mama and Papa Sydney okay?
I mean, what does okay mean? That standard is different for every person.
So they are in stasis compared to the usual, no?
There's always something wrong. They're old. They're old.
Yeah.
They're not getting younger.
Fair enough. I can relate somewhat.
It's rough stuff.
I hear you. I think about that too. I'm like, man, Sid's parents are getting old.
I write a song about it with Milo.
Fucked up.
All right, now what's your pick?
I picked Sane by Rammstein.
Great.
And that song is in honor of me for pointing out a great story that Rob didn't know about, and I gave him metal news. You're welcome.
What was the story?
Oh, that's right. The story was about a Russian guy who got arrested and thrown in jail for sharing the Rammstein Pussy music video for distributing pornography. And the actual reason he got arrested is because he was like a activist for Navalny or whatever. Navalny, the opposition candidate and a volunteer at the – he was like the head coordinator of a certain office. And there was a volunteer in there who was like a spy or whatever, and he went through this guy's it's like the Russian version of Facebook, like his social media page, and he went back like it's called VK, Vkontakte. And he basically found a post from 5 years ago where he shared this video, and that was enough to get him 2.5 years in prison.
Wow.
And the story points out that there's hundreds of shares of the Rammstein Pussy video all over Vkontakte, and this was the first and only instance of it leading to jail time.
I shared it with Lamgo, but I chose my friend over.
Well, I appreciate that, Noah.
My favorite metal news site.
And all week because of it, I've just been singing to myself, you have a pussy, I have a dicka, so what's the problem? Let's do it quick.
Wait, are you a character on Danzig's new vampire movie?
He can afford my stag rate.
Is that a balls reference?
His stag rate is in steep decline. The stag rate is so low that they're on Danzig's heads right now.
Nice.
What are you dropping on me there, big boy?
The one time, Rob, you interviewed him, you were both seated, right?
Yes.
That on purpose? Was that like his like insistence?
Yeah. I remember I had so many rules. Like I couldn't. Whatever, but then he was very nice to me. He was very, very nice. I was warned so much that I stiffed up, but like I could have been much looser with him.
Sid, you're mistaken. Rob was seated. Danzig was standing on us. That made them the same height.
Rob, he should hire you to be his Hodor.
Oh.
You can just carry him around on your shoulders so he can see places.
Okay. Wait. He did say I look like the Big Show's son.
Can we play that metal injection thing that someone made? Hold on. Let me forward it to you again. You know what I mean?
What are we talking about here? No, I don't
know. The stinger problems. That someone made?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
I got it.
Okay. Someone from the goodness of their own heart. His name is Boogie. Made us a stinger. Professional radio stinger.
So there's no attachment.
Oh, hold on. I can't play.
Okay,
for
I got it. 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 Oh, there's four tracks. Is that correct?
No, just play the first one that says metal injection.
I see. One moment. So, here we go. Yes. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. So here's a little nice little bumper we got.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, read it. Hold on.
Okay, my name is Count Boogie, and I host Perverted Podcast, which is a kinky sex and mental health podcast, and have done fucked up musical comedy songs and jingles forever. Okay, blah, blah, blah. I love making music and love imaging, show hosts, and podcasts. So he made this for us. And
there
he signs it, Love and Unicorn Butt Plugs.
Okay.
Do you use those, Noah?
No.
Would you?
Here we go. Unicorns or butt plugs? Or unicorn butt plugs?
Unicorn butt plugs.
Okay.
Haven't really felt like a butt plug lately.
That's sad.
But you look like one.
What?
Fucking coronavirus impacts all of us differently, I guess. People get sick. Some people just don't feel like using butt plugs anymore.
Noah, what's going on with you?
It's like the face mask of the ass.
If you rock with your cock out, you can get an infection. Protect yourself with a metal injection.
Yeah, baby.
I approve. Thank you.
All right,
that was cool.
I love it.
Thank you, Boogie.
If you rock with your cock out, you can get an infection. Protect yourself with a metal injection.
Yeah.
Well, with that, I think it's time to give a little shout-out to our top live cast fans of the week. To be a top live cast fan of the week, all you got to do is sign up for our Patreon at the $10 tier. Patreon.com/metal injection livecast. You get access to the $5 tier, which includes the bonus episodes, the video versions of our free episodes,
And this little shout out. I'm going to do
also,
it in
speaking
my...
Speaking of Patreon, we scheduled our next Zoom hangout
when
you will also
that?
Be doing your sunflower seed eating contest. It will be the 16th of May at 8 p.m. Eastern.
So on the 16th of May at 8 p.m. Eastern, I will be challenging, open challenge, for a sunflower seed eating competition. Have we figured out the rules? Like who could snap the most seeds in a minute, right? Something like that?
I don't know.
we'll figure it out, but it's happening.
We're just going to make a couple of you idiots eat a lot of sunflower seeds and we'll laugh at you.
And we'll see who pukes first.
Patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. It won't be me, I'll tell you what. So here are our fans. I'm going to do it in my Rammstein pussy voice. Let me try. You have a pussy. Eric. Arabagandush. A.K.A. Justin. Benjamin. El Tuderino Dan R. Mindy Mayer Skippa Cock Destroyer. Sam B.I.M.B.I.E.V. Gender. Chastur Chastusets. Crustacean Sensation, a.k.a. Got Stomper. Ash. Ash Boss. Ash Boss hello. Ash Boss hello to far.
You're such a dork.
Let me get back into it. Let me get back into it.
Oh, I thought that was it.
No, there's a few more. It's Hockey Palace, Robo Montero, Hugo likes tacos, Lando Danks, and Scooby-Doo 182. Douglas, who are you, Levison? That's it. I want to go listen to Rammstein.
It's on the playlist.
There we go.
Listen to the Metal Injection Livecast Music Break playlist.
Merch is on sale. Go buy some merch.
Oh. All right. Well, there we go. Metalinjection.net/livecast merch. It's where you can get your merchies. We'll be back next Tuesday. Hope you can join us.
We love
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. See you later.
Have a Topo Chico.
Oh, no. My Bluetooth now stopped working. I can't stop the show.
I guess we're going on forever.
This is the show that never ends.
Could just stop the Zoom.
Okay.
No, did you see about the mid-month Patreon episode idea? Roundtable discussion of
no.
Beyond the Mat?
I did not.
You okay with that idea?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
When do we want to do it? Do we want to try to schedule now or reconvene on the chat
actually,
during the week?
Yeah, going real quick.
So. Okay. So we'll talk during the week.
Oh, yeah.
On the thread to schedule.
Any clip, anything that stood out?
The Randy Bly cameo, for sure. A Danzig
okay
thing, some of
jokes?
The Danzig quotes. Randy and Tim Lambesis, if there's anything good in there.
Yeah, that works.
Rob, you okay with the Randy Bly pushing jokes? Should I avoid that?
Were there pushing jokes? Did we make any?
I did something about like a big push for donations.
I would rather avoid it, but.
There's enough in there that we don't need that in. We could not use that part, and it's still going to be gold.
Okay. All righty. Bye.
Okay, toodaloo.